Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Nagaland MPS Supongmeran Jamir has stressed that protecting indigenous communities and fragile ecosystems must remain a national priority. Speaking in support of the Green Over Greed campaign, which opposes proposed large-scale development in the Great Nicobar region, Mr. Jamir stated that forests of national significance should not be sacrificed for corporate interests. He emphasized that the rights of tribal and minority communities must be safeguarded, especially at a time when climate change, heat waves and water scarcity are already affecting millions across the country. Mr. Jamir said, development without environmental protection is meaningless.
It is a significance to India. The forest cannot be sacrificed for the corporate profits. Tribal rights, as mentioned, and the minority rights should be protected. In India, we are facing the climate change, heat waves, and the water shortage are already affecting the millions of Indian citizens. Development without environment is meaningless.
The MP also called for greater awareness in the Northeast to preserve its rich forests and biodiversity, urging citizens to remain vigilant and support efforts to protect indigenous rights and preserving ecological heritage. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released the exam city intimation slip for the NEET UG 2026 re-examination scheduled to be held on 21st of this month. The agency informed that re-examination will be conducted in pen and paper mode from 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad. The NTA clarified that the exam city intimation slip is not the admit card and is being issued solely to inform candidates about the city where the examination centers will be located. The agency further urged candidates to stay updated through its official websites for the latest announcements regarding the examination and admit card release. The Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA conference for Northern Zone 2 of the Indian region being hosted by the Haryana Legislative Assembly will be inaugurated today in Chandigarh. Haryana Assembly Speaker Harvinder Kalyan said Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the conference. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, State Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini and presiding officers and legislators from 15 state legislatures will attend the event. He said discussions will focus on key themes including the role of legislators in nation building, Viksit Bharat 2047 and artificial intelligence, with a special documentary film on the history and culture of Haryana will also be screened. In the concluding session, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, Haryana Governor Professor Asim Kumar Ghosh and other dignitaries will address the participants. The conference will continue till Wednesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Major Abhilasha Barak on being conferred the UN Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the honour is a recognition of Major Barak's exemplary service and also of India's long-standing contribution to United Nations peacekeeping efforts. Mr. Modi said that Major Barak's achievement is also an inspiration to countless young Indians, especially the nation's daughters who aspire to serve the nation and humanity. Major Barak is serving as an engagement team commander and gender focal point within the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. A free health checkup camp was organized at Mungia village in Wokha yesterday under the initiative of Dr. Mahroni Odio in collaboration with Asian Pharmacy, with the objective to bring healthcare services in rural areas where access to medical facilities, medicines and regular health checkups remain limited. The organizers informed that many patients were treated for nerve-related ailments, urinary tract infections, UTI, polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, knee pain, shoulder pain and other health concerns. Residents expressed gratitude to the organizers for bringing healthcare services directly to the village, who often face challenges in accessing quality healthcare. Altogether, 42 individuals availed the services, with the oldest beneficiary being 90 years of age. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that certain regions in the country will experience rainfall as the monsoon progresses, while other areas will continue to endure heat wave-like conditions. The weather agency forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka today. IMD predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Konkan, Goa, Lakshadweep, Madhya Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.